Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, the truth about happiness with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, but most importantly, a student. I am an ongoing student, never ending. This class is never going to be over until it's over. Get it? Oh, welcome to the show. You know, this thing of one woman machine is, and now that I'm recording live, yes, recording live is just so many buttons to push and so many things to do. And I promise this video is going to be on my YouTube channel. I woke up like this. I didn't even comb my hair. I just, Lord. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome to the show, Reality Spirituality Happiness Specialist. Who the hell does she think she is? Happiness? Is it even possible to maintain and sustain happiness all the time? Well, the answer is yes, and let me explain. The good news is this happiness is the same. When I say happiness, I'm talking about an energy, a vibration of contentment. I'm talking about an energy, a vibration, a personal vibration of peace, regardless of what happens, regardless of the external circumstances. In fact, the external circumstances don't matter. What? You heard me. Don't matter. The good news is happiness is a practiced skill. Just like any other skill, from a gardener, a painter, a chef, a professional athlete, a musician, a speaker, a writer. It is a practice skill, and I promise you, I've been practicing this for 45 years plus. Why? Thank you for asking. When I was younger, you remember making blowing out the candles and making a wish on your birthday cake? I always wished for the same two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I had no idea what that meant. I had no direction, no road, no way to get there. I just said, I want to live to my potential. And the second thing that I always wished for was I wanted to be happy. And finding out in my 20s, this search, this look, this seeking happiness, finding out, thinking that, just like most program people, that when I get married, find Mr. Right, or I have a certain title behind my name, or I'm living in a certain neighborhood, or I vacationed wherever I wanted, don't forget the money. Don't forget having a lot of money in your bank account. Oh, and finding my purpose. Oh, I knew that when I found my purpose, I would be happy. Well, all of that, much to my chagrin, is just not the truth. Happiness is a internal discovery. Happiness, and when I say happiness, some people don't even like that word. When I say happiness, I'm talking about an internal vibration of contentment regardless of what happens. Happiness is a practice skill. And when I say practice, thank you for asking, what do you practice, Rebecca? Well, it all comes down to the programming, which By the way, if you would allow me a couple of minutes, not a couple of minutes, a few seconds, my book, the one that's coming out in less, I just been designing the cover. So it's a matter of, I would say a matter of days, at the most. 2 weeks, the book cover designer sent me a prototype yesterday, sent me two. And the first one, I just fell in love with it instantly. Program for Unhappiness, which on the cover of the book, you remember the Matrix movie in the beginning where Neo is looking at the computer screen. If you Google, I know I'm getting off on a tangent, but if you Google Matrix clip art, you'll see the program design, and that's going to be the cover of the book. Anyway, how did I get on that topic? Program for Unhappiness, which will be out in less than a couple of weeks. But what I wanted to share was in that book I've listed 56, I know I say 55, but I found another one, 56 program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your contentment, your inner peace, and your happiness. Let me get back to this happiness thing and provide you with my definition. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment regardless of what happens. And with this show, I've been on Blog Talk Radio, I would say 15 years now. It is an audio show. And with that, the show has evolved just like I have evolved. And that's the title of today's talk, which is Shedding at Light Speed. What I love to do is share with the audience, my closest friends, even if there's only one person listening, share with the audience my journey and how 6 months ago, a year ago, even a week ago, I'm just not the same person. And it has been shedding. I'm calling it a shedding of what? Shedding of beliefs, shedding of programs, shedding of what is not the truth about this journey we call life. Shedding all of the components that aren't serving. And if they're not serving me, I guarantee you, my dear listener, they're not serving you either. But I digress. Back to the definition. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of contentment and an energy of peace regardless of what happens. Regardless of what does or does not happen. Let me say that again, only because I'm recording this. Take two. Happiness is the ability to vibrate a personal energy of peace and contentment, regardless of what does or doesn't happen. Simple. Again, it's a practice skill, and I have been practicing eliminating these programs for 45 years, at least 45 years. And I realize what I've on this journey that it has been my sole focus, my sole agenda, my sole intention of experiencing contentment as often as possible. My videographer told me to drop the camera down a little bit just to the top of my head. Let me see if I can. Can't do that now. I digress again. let me just share a couple of things about this happiness journey, especially if this is the first time listening. And of course I forget, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in, is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I have a few people in the queue, and if you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1. I'm just doing a brief introduction, especially for people that have never listened to, how could you not listen to this show before? Let me go back to this. So if you want to speak with me live, again, the number is to call in is area code 626, 646, area code 646-564-9619. And if you're listening on, what is this, because they changed the name, Noom Vibe, just ask to be a guest. And, of course, because I am so generous and happy, and I love questions, and more than that, I love when you disagree. I love the different perspectives. So please join if you're inspired. Let me get to today. Well, before that, let me just share this. There is a very famous study that was done. You can Google it. In fact, anything that I reference, you can always Google it. It's called, hold on, my dear audience. Have patience. It's called, officially, the 5 most common regrets of the dying. What? Yes, the 5 most common regrets of the dying. It was a study done by hospice nurse Bronnie, spelled B-R-O-N-N-I-E, Ware. Bronnie Ware. And so her patients had days to live, weeks to live, months to live, and she asked them, what were your biggest regrets? And in fact, if you're out there and you're doing any kind of volunteer work, I know a few people that volunteer with people in hospice, those hospice workers are angels. It is fascinating to ask people that know that their time is limited, what are your biggest regrets? What are 5? She didn't ask what are your 5 biggest regrets. She just said, what are your biggest regrets? And so these 5 kept coming up over and over and over again. And they are, thank you for asking, the first one is, and I'm going to read it, I wish I pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I had pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. And I have to say that when I was in my teens and my 20s, maybe a little bit in the 30s, I was really shedding this, though, is this program behavior to please Dad, to please my father. He was very demanding, very critical, and if you didn't think exactly the way he did, if you had a different thought or a different idea or a different direction, oh boy, were you criticized? I was criticized, and so I get that. But there was a time when, and I'll never forget the moment. I've shared this before. If you have ever taken that personality test. What is it? It is the, and it's in the book, and I can't even believe I'm blanking out. But it's a personality test. I took the test once, and the results, and the results of that test, I tested just like my father would, because I didn't recognize the person. This isn't me, but it was definitely my father. So when I talk about programs, when I talk about being programmed, I'm gonna say that not only me, but 98% of us were all programmed. And when I say programmed for unhappiness, programmed for a lot of different things. But let me get back to the study. So I said number one. Number two, I wish I didn't work so hard. Shout out to all my alcoholics. Oh, my God. Shout out to all my workaholics and alcoholics, too. Shout out Shout out to all the workaholics in the house. Number three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I always add my 2 cents, which is sometimes we just outgrow people. And there's nothing wrong with that person. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just outgrow them. And the last wish, 5 most common regrets of the dying is I wish I would have been happier. I wish I would have let myself be happier. And that's where I come in. For me, personally, this vibrating and energy of contentment is number one over any other agenda, any other intention, any desire, any want. And in fact, when I was writing my notes for today's show, you know, people have these wants and desires. One of the things that I asked the universe for, I just don't want to be irritated anymore. Universe, can I please go through the rest of this life without being annoyed and irritated? Isn't that a great ask? That's what happiness specialist asks. Yeah, I just don't want to feel irritated. And if you throw at me that's normal, well, it's normal to be irritated and annoyed, I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. It's a program. It's a program to be bothered and annoyed and irritated with what unfolds on this journey. And when I say a program, let me just go back to this. Hold on a second. Hold on, my dear audience. When happiness, inner peace, and contentment are all practice skills. And like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, the better the results. So the question to ask yourself is, are you ready to prioritize this thing we call happiness, or this energy of contentment and peace, over everything else, over all of your other goals, over all of your other intentions? And I'm not poo-pooing that, but there is a big difference of achievement, and I'm talking about worldly achievement, of achieving and not having that vibration of contentment. Because I promise you that if you are dissatisfied in this moment, if your present moment needs more, if you need more to happen in your present moment and you're dissatisfied, you will be dissatisfied in your future moments as well. So the work is in the awareness, and the work is done in the present moment. And the present moment of, I just want that vibration of satisfaction. There's a difference between feeling satisfied and dissatisfied, and you can all feel it. Let me just check and make sure nobody's asking. Hold on a second. Just go switch screens. Where's my? Okay. Again, if you want to speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1. Okay, back to the topic. So the question to ask yourself, are you ready to prioritize this vibration of satisfaction, this vibration and energy of contentment over everything else? You can still do whatever, you can still achieve your goals, but that number, for me, that number one, that vibration of contentment over whatever happens. So the first part of the practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the first part of the practice is to gradually eliminate all of those programmed behaviors that have been proven to subtract, that have proven to subtract from inner peace, that have been proven to subtract from your contentment and happiness. And again, in the book, Program for Unhappiness, coming out in less than 2 weeks, I list 56 programmed behaviors. That's a lot! Levels 1, levels 2, and level 3. Now, the level 1 of the programmed behaviors, that is for all any civilian, people that are not spiritual, people that are, listen, well, shout out to all my atheists, too. I just found a gentleman online. His name is Sam Harris, very, very bright, and he has a lot of information on, not information, but a lot of practice on meditation and staying in the present moment. He, and he's an atheist. This practice, when people ask, when people ask, who's your your target audience, is anybody that wants to experience more contentment on this journey. Period. One of my favorite quotes from Abraham Hicks, is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. But guess what? I've talked a lot, and I haven't even gotten to today's topic. So let me do that right now. Today's topic is, thank you for your patience. Today's topic is shedding at the speed of light. And I want to ask you, my dear audience, are you monitoring, you know, we monitor calories, we monitor sugar, we monitor a lot of things we eat, we monitor our exercise program, but are you monitoring your growth? Are you paying attention to how you are different today than you were last week? Are you even noticing that years ago, a year ago, a month ago, that, you know, there at one time this was really important to me, and now I don't care. I don't give a, what is it, Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. Is it Jimmy Crack Corn or Jimmy Cracked Corn? Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. Jimmy didn't care either. There are so many things that I was consumed with, focused on, and they just do not matter. And why? Any topic, any discovery that doesn't add to, this is my own personal journey, that doesn't add to my contentment. So I have a glass. Say I have a glass, and I'm filling it on here because I'm on video. I have a glass. Oh, I have a water bottle right here, water bottle. And it's empty. It's empty. And I'm filling it up with contentment, the energy of contentment. Ooh, all of this is coming right out of my ass. I don't even have no idea what I'm saying, just by the way. So I fill it. I fill this bottle up, this glass up with contentment and a little bit more contentment and a little bit more and a little bit more. And it is a constant filling up with peace, contentment, and happiness. And I view all three of those as the same. When I talk about happiness, I'm talking about an energy, a personal vibration. Let me just be very clear. So every day, not every day, every moment from an hour to another hour to a minute to another minute, that is my focus. Is this, and judge if you want, because one of the program behaviors that subtracts from your happiness is judging, not only judging others, but judging yourself. And in fact, let me just get off on a tangent really quickly. I was looking at when I was creating the show today, which, by the way, I never create the show and I never have the topic a day in advance, 2 days in advance. It's always the same morning. That's why I'm scrambling around all the time, because sometimes the topic doesn't even come to me until a half hour before a show. And it's the practice of staying in the moment. How am I going to know what I'm inspired to talk about a week in advance? Unless it's an ongoing focus of mine. I need to dig deep, and I'm still digging, and I'm still digging. But in the morning of every Sunday morning, I'm coming up with this topic, and so my topic is shedding at the speed of light. And I want to challenge you or ask you for a question, if your self-awareness is to the point that you know, or you practice, scratch the no, you practice living in, staying in the present moment. I get it, the planning, the future talk, and some people, not all, but some people are very uncomfortable living in the moment and not planning and not having their Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday written out. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just throwing it out that to remain in the present moment, which is where all life is my perspective, where all life is the richest, is remaining in the present moment. So let me get back to the shedding. I was looking on Facebook, and there was a post, and I hardly ever, maybe on the Sunday that I do the show, and on the Saturday. Oh, by the way, my son and I have a live show every Saturday morning at 9:15 Pacific Standard Time, 9:15 Pacific Standard Time on YouTube. It's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense. Plus more, you know, I have to pause because it's a comedic pause. Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense. Plus more. So it's on my YouTube channel. You can find my YouTube channel, Rebecca Norrington. And it's a live show. It's something that I've been asking the universe for probably over 20 years. I've wanted to do something with my son. And finally, it happened. And that's another thing. Know that nothing happens. You cannot speed up. You cannot slow down. You cannot stop it, or you cannot force anything to happen until it's time. Until the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, source, higher energy, power, great, all that there is, nothing happens before it's time. And that is a peaceful truth. A peaceful truth that I practice with this ego wanting more things to happen in this moment. If something isn't happening, if something hasn't manifested, it's only because it's not time. Or it's not supposed to manifest. Let me get back to the topic. And this is another thing. Nothing happens that is personal. In the universe, to you, to me, none of this is personal. This life isn't even personal. Life is an experience without a judgment. I had four people in the queue. And guess how many are left now? Let me go back and make sure. Zero! And so that's another thing to let go of. Numbers. How many people are listening? How many likes? It doesn't matter. I shared this story before, years ago, when I first started this show on Blog Talk Radio, maybe 15 years ago. And my ego was complaining, the universe, nobody's listening. There's only one listener. Well, now there's zero listeners. There's two listeners. When am I going to have my millions of listeners, universe? When? And the universe replied, we're listening. Isn't that enough? The program is really the cause of the suffering. The program is the cause of all the angst. Listening, wanting numbers, and that includes numbers, friends, relationships, money in the bank, likes, followers. Don't tell anybody, but it doesn't matter if I have 5 followers or 5 million followers, has no effect on my contentment. It can't, and it never will. Okay, where was I? Shedding. one of the posts that I saw is this. The person was. Excuse me, was complaining about someone else. There was an obvious disdain, dislike, hate, it was just a complaint about, and of course the complaint was a public figure. It may have been a politician. I didn't even go that far. I just read the complaint, and there was such a aversion to that whoever they were talking about, and I said, you know, all of those complaints, the truth is, are all directed back at you. This is a boomerang. Whatever you put out, whatever you focus on, put out, talk about, and especially with having a judgment that there's something wrong, you're only talking about, oh, put your seatbelts on. You know when you listen to me. Put your seatbelts on, crash helmet, hazmat suit. It's all about you. You cannot have hate, disdain for anyone else unless it starts with you. Oh, no, don't tell me that, Rebecca. No, it's them. What about evil, Rebecca? What about evil? Okay, here we go. And this is a hard one to swallow. And trust me, don't think that all of this is challenged, hasn't challenged me either. Last week I was talking about these people that have had near-death experiences, NDE, and there are tons, hundreds of people on YouTube that describe their experience where they say they've left their body, they've gone to another dimension, and they were able to look at themselves, and they left their body and they went somewhere else. And they went somewhere else, and usually it's a bright light, there's a feeling of love, engulfed by love and acceptance and zero suffering, no pain. It's heaven that they're describing, a heaven. And one of my students, I've been teaching these classes, The Truth About Happiness, now for 15 years in California, Oregon, and now Nevada. And one of my students asked me, but what about evil? What about those evil, and I'm using air quotes, evil people that, you know, the Hitlers, the Stalins, the murderers, what was his name? Osama bin Laden, you know, those people, and they're all over. I'm not just quote unquote evil people have been. I don't think we're going to be able to eradicate evil. That's another topic. But do these evil people get to experience this love and this light and the same experiences as a person that isn't evil? Do they get to experience all of that light and love and acceptance and no pain too when they croak? What's the answer? And I know that's a hypothetical answer, and I usually don't do hypothetical questions or philosophical questions, but right off the top of my head, welcome anyone else to offer another perspective. Hold on a second. I have to take some water, a little bit of water. Hold on just a second. Thank you, audience. I would have to say yes. The sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. That's a tough one. Back to the shedding. What used to be important to me is just can't be important anymore. And I'm really talking about, and I'm really focusing on what my ego deems important. And what my ego needs feeds off of. And I'll give you a perfect example this morning. One of my friends, we've reconnected. We went to high school together, if you can believe that. Lord have mercy. I'm 68, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody I'm 68 years old. Don't tell anybody I'm 68 years old. Anywho, thank God he's a year older than me. He's 69. So we've reconnected, just chatting, and he happens to be on the opposite side of my political beliefs. He's on the opposite side. Now, the point is this. There was a time, and we've been connected for maybe the last 10 years or so. And back and forth when we first reconnected, I would always try, scratch that, my ego would always try to convince him that my way is the only right way. How many of you can relate to that? Come on. And again, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. When I say reality spirituality, this is a reality spirituality. And it was I just knew, because he's very intelligent, I just knew extremely. I just knew that if I appealed to the intelligence and offered enough evidence, would change his mind. Fast forward to this morning, I came upon an interview, which was, of course, two people that I follow, admire, respect, using all those words, and it was the perfect interview because I'm not a debater. I'm not going to sit and debate you, but I can point you to people that offer my preference. How's that? Yeah, listen to this person. Listen to them. That's what I do. I point to people. I'm not gonna argue. You know, I stopped arguing with people a long time ago. In fact, I have better things to do than go back and forth. Anyway, scratch that, better things to do. Just a more peaceful way to spend my time. How's that? Because arguing, there's no contentment found in arguing. Anyway, I digress. So this morning I found this interview perfect. All of the points that I would make were made by two people that I really, really like and respect and have my, that are on, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes here, my side of the political landscape, okay? And my ego said to me, just send him that interview and have him watch between 13 minutes and 20 minutes. Just have him watch that clip. Just have him watch that. See, the ego is always, let me just talk for myself. My ego is needing to be fed. And my ego gets fed by, scratch that, fed by, knows all of the carrots, all of the things that are going to pull me in to operate while my ego isn't in charge or in control. And it was such a juicy carrot. All I need to do, you don't even have to argue with me. You don't even have to, you just say, watch this clip. And then I was going to say something about, tell me where they're wrong. You see how slick the ego is? And I looked at where the point started, and where it ended. And I said, yeah, that's great. Got all the good, that's all the talking points that, that'll prove my side is right. And the practice is to just witness the ego. Witness. I witness my ego. It is a show 24/7 in every waking moment. It is a show. So I practice witnessing, and it was so perfect, and it was so right. Yes, just send him those clips. To teach him, to show him. There's statistics in everything. It's the same as I mentioned last week, or I mentioned this on the show with my son, about this passion I have, this focus I have about O.J. Simpson. You know, he died last week or 2 weeks ago. And, I mean, I was obsessed with this man who was a double murderer. And really, no time, no patience, no compassion, no, absolutely, I have my hand up, nothing for anybody that believed anything different that O.J. Simpson committed double homicide. You can't tell me, you can't tell that Rebecca Norrington that there was another side. And that is my point here about shedding. Shedding what the ego desires. Shedding what my ego wants. Shedding how my ego wants me to behave. And that interview that I was listening to today, and it was so perfect. And it would only have taken me 1 minute to send it, to try to convince someone. I said, not today, ego. You're not getting fed. You're not getting fed. You're not getting the attention. You're not going to win this one. And the more you starve the ego, the more you starve the ego, the more you let go of those thoughts and stories that, quite frankly, are not true. The ego loses its power. But let me tell you something. Before it loses its power, it's going to find something else to dig in. It's going to find something else to focus on. And when I say my ego knows all of my carrots, it knows all my carrots, it knows all your carrots too. So the point is, I said to my ego, no, I'm not going to follow your plan. I'm not going to follow your wants. I'm not going to follow your desires. I'm not going to send this text. I am going to practice letting go of all of these things that my ego deems important, just, justified, truth, good, evil, always having a side. Don't you know that the ego always needs a side to side with? There is no way 6 months ago, let me see, was it 6 months ago? Yes, I would say 6 months ago, that text would have been sent. And I would have felt great about it. But there is a difference. I'm going to call it waking up. There's a different behavior that you, there's a different type of behavior that you engage in when you begin to wake up. And it is awakening, and it is an awakening. And what does that mean, Rebecca? Wake up. Wake up and know what's real, what's true, and what is an illusion. Know what is, it's just like knowing what's when it's day and knowing when it's night. And the programming is so deeply, deeply rooted and ingrained that the beliefs become, yeah, that's the truth, but in reality, after all of this is said and done, when I breathe my last breath, is it really going to matter what political side I'm on? Is it going to matter? Does God care? Is God on a political side? And that's another, don't get me started with these athletes that, thank God. Does God have a team? God has a team. It's the New England Patriots. Oh, I digress. Well, now that Bill Belichick is gone. Okay, I'm really going off the track. But see, just the ability to know the difference and be aware of the difference between you talking and the ego talking. Shedding, when I say shedding what used to be so important to my ego. And my ego, and why? My ego does not want anything. Scratch the anything. Does not want me to experience any contentment. Not for long. In fact, there is an illusion, the illusion of, yes, I'm at peace. How can I be at peace if in 2 seconds I'm irritated? Or I'm bothered, or I'm annoyed, which brings me to the second topic today. And the second topic is, yesterday is over. Do you know that the only way that you're triggered or you're bothered, your buttons are pushed, or you're feeling displaced energetically is because you're in the past? All of those triggers, scratch the you, I'm in the past. All of my triggers, all of my buttons come from some kind of experience I had in the past. Living in, staying in, remaining in the present moment, it's impossible to be triggered. Where do the triggers come from? The present moment? Oh, the practice is ongoing. The practice is deep. The practice is never ending. You don't get a vacation. You don't get time off. You don't get a break. You don't get a lunch. The practice is never ending. And before I go on, I want to share with you a new teacher that I found online, and he is fabulous. Oh, you think I'm great. And he's the total opposite than me. He delivers a message. In fact, I've been going to sleep listening to his lectures. He delivers a message so calmly and so lovingly and so peacefully. He is really amazing, shout out to Jesse Lee Peterson, amazing. His name is Moji, spelled, I think it's M-O-O-J-I-J-I, Mojiji, M-O-O-J-I-J-I. I may be spelling that wrong. Let me check this out right now. Look at this, live. I can't do this, look, because I don't have my keyboard in front of me. Where are my engineers? Where is my production crew? Oh, it's just me. M-O-O-J-I-J-I. He just came in my feed a couple of weeks ago, and I'm hooked. Gentle, loving, peaceful, and he is talking. He is speaking the truth, baby. And he shares it with so much, the opposite of me. I'm a recovering, but a boot camp instructor. I used to teach boot camp classes for 26 years, and that's my delivery, a boot camp instructor. I deliver messages like that. But anyway, I highly recommend just go on YouTube or Instagram, Moji. Okay, so yesterday is over. Let me just go back to that. One of the things that you will discover, one of the things that I discovered is when I'm taking this journey very, it's all consuming. The journey, this contentment is all consuming for me. And I realized that 98% of the population, it's just not. It's not important. It's not a high priority. It's not a commitment. And I had to be okay with that, too. There was a time when, who doesn't want to be happy? Well, there are people that could care less about this happiness. The happiness is down the line. It doesn't matter. I don't need that. And so my practice has been the acceptance of that without judgment. But back to the yesterday is over. The only reason why I judge or I am annoyed or something triggers me is because I'm bringing yesterday into my present moment. So what is the practice? The practice is, and I'm just gonna say I like easy, everything easy. Don't give me a hard assignment. Don't give me a recipe with five different stages. I got to take it out of the oven and then fry it and then put it in a crock pot. No, I want 1, 2, 3 easy. That's it. 1, 2, 3 easy. So this is what I do. This is how I practice. And especially when I'm noticing that there is something that is more challenging, hands up in the air, palms up, and I just ask the universe, how do I let go? How do I let go of judgment? How do I let go of triggers? How do I let go of, thinking that something is serious in this moment when I know that it's not? How do I let go of this energy of importance? How do I let go of this energy that this is serious? How do I let go of thinking that something needs to be different than what I'm experiencing? How do I let go of thinking and knowing and believing that something needs to be different in order for me to find peace and contentment? It's not about travel. It's not about go to another place. I told you, if you followed me, for 5 years I lived in the middle of a forest with a running creek in the backyard. I mean, it was my dream home. A 13 floor-to-ceiling windows on the first floor, and 13 on the top floor. I mean, it was a beautiful. And the universe said, "It's time to leave." But my point is, even in that place, with beauty and the creek and the trees and the animals, there were times, more than a few, I wasn't at peace. There wasn't any contentment. All of that is found within. Whether you are in a jail cell, whether you are, and this is another thing that I get, health is wealth. Whether you have health or whether you don't have wealth. How can you be content when you're in pain, when you're in physical pain, and you're not healthy? That's not possible. And the truth is, no, that's not the truth. Of course you can find peace and contentment and still in physical pain. But it takes practice. It takes intention. buying into what this world says is success, or what, or making a blanket statement that you can't be happy and still in pain, that's not true. I haven't shared this, but I'm going to share it in a while. You know, and I'm not sharing this for any sympathy at all. Please, no sympathy needed. But I'm going to have major surgery in a month. And major surgery, scratch that. You see how the ego with the extra, just surgery, whatever. And after surgery, I'm going to be in pain. But it's not about the external, and it's not about thinking about the surgery, I'm not even going to give a reason for the tears. The truth is, and I'm not even thinking about the surgery until it happens on that day. Until it happens on the day. It is not in my head. I'm not thinking about it. It's nothing to plan for until that day. Sorry, yell at you. Be mindful and question the beliefs that you hold on to. Be mindful and question the statements that you make that you believe are true, and question what you believe all the time. Be open to shedding all of these programmed beliefs that you, me, used to have and used to operate on. When it gets to the end, I'm in the third stage, and at the third stage, I cannot be concerned about anything I don't have control over. I'm not telling you to live your life like that. I'm just giving you an insight that if even the illusion of thinking I have control over it. For me, I practice being in all moments when I'm out in the public, a human example of the universe. That's what I get from that Moji guy too. A human example of the universe. What does that mean? That whoever I meet, whoever I come across, number one, I know that I'm meeting myself. Oh God, that's the worst. They were all one, which is the truth, but oh, don't tell me that nosy neighbor across the street is me. We're all together. We're all one. Don't tell me that. See, my ego doesn't want to buy into that. Being a human example of the universe, what does that mean? That means that whoever I meet, the practice is meeting them exactly where they are without judgment. The practice is to be mindful of what I am saying and the intention behind why I'm saying it. And if I'm saying something to someone, unless I'm doing a radio show or a show, or I'm speaking. There is no trying to teach or having an agenda or wanting someone else to be different so I will feel better. That was a big one. Or wanting someone else to change, wanting someone else to behave differently so I will feel better. My purpose is to be a human example of the universe. And I believe that it's the same purpose that a lot of the teachers in history, from Buddha to Jesus to Confucius, all of them, with David Hawking, Dr. David Hawking, all of them taught just to be the example. It ain't easy. But it gets easier. Scratch that. I'm not going to say that it gets easier. What I am going to say is it becomes who you are when your practice is universal, when your practice is rooted in the truth of this journey. And what is the truth? Thank you for asking. The truth is that we're only here for a blink of an eye. You blink your eye and we're going to be somewhere else. The truth is that all of this is happening in multiple dimensions. That's another one of my teachers. That's another one of my teachers that I really like, this guy. He channels. His name is Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R, B-A-S-H-A-R. He's a different level than Abraham. He teaches differently. Different level meaning there's all different types. Anyway, one of the things that I shared this on the show is that life is meaningless. What? Meaningless? How could that be? It's going to be over in a blink of an eye. And one of my favorite quotes from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about this journey. And what are your intentions? Are your intentions universally based, or are they programmed man-made? Which, nothing wrong with the man-made, but know that the contentment, the peace, the happiness, if you will, that if you do decide to seek it, has nothing to do with what you achieve. Let me go back over the topics. I don't even know if I even covered them. I start talking. Oh, okay, this is what I want to say. Holding on to something, a belief, a thought, a practice that I had 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago, my first book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, published in 2014, I don't even recognize the person that wrote that book. And when you are on this journey, on the path to discovery, seeking, and what are you looking for? The truth, which is universal. And it's not your truth and my truth. No, the truth is, the truth doesn't change. The truth isn't fleeting. The truth about this life is we're going to be here and we're going to be gone. And what do you do and what do you practice and what do you focus on while you're here? The things that used to be a big deal just aren't anymore. They're just not. And then I'm going to wrap everything up. Let me see. Anybody else want to speak? If you want to join the show, if you're on Vibe Noom, you're welcome. And if you want to speak with me live, the number, well, the show's going to be over in a couple minutes. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. The things that used to be so meaningful to my ego, not to my universal self, are just not important anymore. One of the habits that I had in my ego, you know, my ego was drama. Oh, live for the drama. And I would freak out, be bothered, if I'm getting blood drawn or IV, oh God, oh needle, I have very small veins, and it's been all my life. Oh God, freaking out over getting blood drawn. And the last time, which was maybe a month ago, I said, you know, it's time to let go of this freaking out over getting your blood drawn. Can you let go of the drama? And can you just practice something different? And that comes from the blood drawn to the customer service to whatever my ego throws in front of me that knows it's a carrot, that knows it's going to get my attention. My point is to be mindful, to practice more awareness of all of those carrots that are dangling, that dangle in front of you. People that are liars, I hate liars. People that are mean to all of these things that you have stuck. I don't like people that fill in the blank. I don't like people who, I don't like narcissists, racists, all of these labels, by the way, whatever you call somebody, you're that. You call someone a narcissist, guess what? You call someone a racist, guess what? I'm just sick of that. But you can believe that you're not if you want to. That's why I don't label anybody anything anymore. If I label somebody, oh, my God, I've got to throw that back on me. And, of course, I lost my point again. The journey is always changing. The discoveries are always changing, and there is always something to do. There is always an assignment. There is always something new to practice. There is always a level that you can achieve, that I can achieve, that wasn't achievable last year. When I talk about shedding all of the I call them suitcases that just don't serve, all of that extra baggage, all of the things and the beliefs that just are archaic. Me, I guess my point is, let me go back to OJ just for a second. Back in that, during that time, and for decades later, there is no way I could be settled or have a settled spirit with somebody that believe. And there are people that I like. There are some comedians, the people that I chuckle over, enjoy watching, that just don't believe that this guy is guilty. But it comes back to me putting a wall, scratch the wall, putting a you, them, different than me. This is a journey that is as unique to me as it is to you. And the discoveries along the journey, when you are open to letting go, and wanting more. Okay, and so it is a breaking of a ceiling, a metaphorical ceiling. Did I use that word right? There is a breaking of a ceiling, and that ceiling is always being broken. That ceiling is always being moved up higher and higher and higher. That's what I really want to say, if anybody's still listening, that there is a ceiling. What is this? There is a ceiling that is always moving up. So once you get to a point, then know that, that there's even more. It's just like a tree. I'm talking about those old, old, old trees. You know, those trees that grow these hundreds and hundreds of feet tall. They're the world's oldest trees, tallest trees. And there's always, well, I don't know, do trees get to a point and they stop growing? Okay, scratch the tree analogy. That doesn't work. There is always growth to be had. There is always growth to be discovered. And this is just for me, and when I'm holding on so tightly to something that, I don't want to let that go, and the ego doesn't want me to let that go. I don't want to let that go. I don't want to let certain things that I believe are, that my ego believes are important. The ego doesn't want to let it go. And that's the clue. That's the time to let go. When my ego doesn't want it, when my ego feels uncomfortable, I know that's the time when I just push forward and say, universe, just bring me more. Bring me more of whatever I need to chew on, digest, whatever I need to practice to get to another place of consciousness, of awareness, of truth, of trust. And that's why if you knew me a year ago, I'm unrecognizable today. And it goes on and on and on. And I challenge you, my dear listener, to be open to all of it, to be open to change, to be open to a different way of thinking, to be open to, I would never, you know, these bold statements, I would never, I could never be open to all of it. Rapid change, rapid evolution, rapid fire, quick, quick, quick. Ooh, and it is a ride. And let go of, and practice letting go of the thought, of the thoughts that tell you something's wrong, because you will be bombarded. You will be bombarded. When the ego is breathing its last breath, when the ego, you can scratch that, when the ego is grasping for air, when the ego is grasping for air, it goes into a frenzy. You will scratch that. I feel there is no rest, none. But that no rest, that change, that uncomfortableness, that uneasiness is part of the journey. And it's all good when you let go, when you practice letting go of the stories that the ego will conjure up. It's because of. It's not because of anything. It's only time. Time to evolve, time to change, time to shift, time to grow, time to be different. Oof. I don't even know if I covered the topic. However, I'm going to pretend that I did. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. LinkedIn, Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Yay, YouTube channel. These videos for these shows, for the last couple weeks, I've been taping them. Of course, I don't have them on the YouTube channel yet, but they will be. So you'll get to see me. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. That was in 2014. And the book that's going to be out in less than 2 weeks, I'm going to say, well, you know, it all depends on the cover designer. So whenever he finishes that, that book is going, is called Programmed for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. And in that book, I list 56 program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. That's a lot. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, having a human experience. You're always evolving, always changing, always growing. That's the truth. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, the good news is happiness is a practice skill. And if I can do it, you can do it. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace and the more contentment you're going to find in your experience in every moment. Reflect on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM? To get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to say.
Time to get real.